Welcome to episode 138 of Angela Watson's Truth for Teachers. I'm your host, Angela Watson, and I'm here to speak life, encouragement, and truth into the minds and hearts of educators and get you energized for the week ahead. Today, I'm sharing 5 ways you can simplify your prep for substitute teachers and make sure the classroom runs smoothly in your absence. Visit truthforteachers.com to get the transcript and to share your thoughts and questions in the comments. This episode is brought to you by Brains On. It's an award-winning podcast from American Public Media. It's dedicated to inspiring kids' natural curiosity about the world. The Brains On podcast has over 100 episodes covering real science topics, including everything from why people have allergies to how electricity works. And now, Brains On is offering free standards-based curriculum and activities for teachers and educators that will go with their episodes. You can learn more and download their free teacher resources at brainson.org/learn. That's brainson.org/learn. So about a year ago, I asked members of the 40-Hour Teacher Workweek Club what new printable resources I could make for them that would help them feel less stressed and overwhelmed. And there was one answer that I got more often than any other, particularly from elementary teachers, and that was a set of emergency subplans. I probably don't need to tell you how many teachers feel like it's less work to go into school sick than it is to write plans for a sub. If I wasn't contagious, I would show up to my classroom every single day because I knew that planning lessons for 6 subject areas and prepping and organizing all those materials was just a massive job. And not to mention, I would come back after an absence and I would see our beautifully organized classroom looking like a tornado came through. And I'd be faced with this complex web of reported behavioral issues and interpersonal disputes between students, and now I had all these headaches to deal with. Depending on my class in any given year, it was sometimes really hard to fully relax or disconnect from what was happening in the classroom on a sick day. And I know I'm not alone in that. I've heard from teachers who will Skype with their classes multiple times a day when they're out in order to make sure that things are staying on track. They say moms and dads never get a day off, but I feel like it's kind of the same for teachers, right? If your students are in the classroom that day, you still feel a little bit of responsibility for what's happening, even if you're not there. So what's the solution? Here's the thing. Unexpected absences aren't really unexpected. We know they're going to happen from time to time, right? So even though you don't know when you're going to need to be out, you can still do the bulk of your preparation in advance. And you can set up your expectations and routines to make things go more smoothly. And I'm going to give you 5 tips now to help you with that. The first is to adjust your routines so that the substitute is not trying to run the classroom exactly like you do. Creating a simplified version of your daily routines and your procedures for subs can save you a lot of headaches later on. Teach students that when you're out, someone different is going to be in charge. And that means your daily routines will be slightly different too. Explain in advance what they should expect with the sub and why. For example, you might not want to have kids go to centers when there's a substitute because that can create a lot of mess and noise. Maybe you prefer to be in the room when those materials are being used. So let the kids know they're going to skip that part of the reading group rotation and continue doing independent work instead. Or maybe you don't want to have subs review homework because you need to be there to reteach and address misconceptions. So tell the kids that and let them know that when you're out, the sub is going to move immediately into the warm-up or from the warm-up into the learning activity. If you do flexible seating in your classroom, let the kids know that they'll stay at their home base area for the day, their main area, when the sub is there. So that way they're in one spot and the sub can really manage the classroom more easily and get to know their names as well. Now, some kids in your class really won't care that much when you're explaining this how and why, but the kids who love structure, the kids who love to feel prepared in advance, they're going to hang on to your every word. And they will remind the rest of the class, as well as the sub, about all those routines when you're not there. Creating a clear structure for sub days, which is just unapologetically different from the structure when you're there, will keep students from constantly comparing the sub to you and saying things like, "That's not how we do it. Our teacher doesn't do it that way." It's also going to keep you from feeling like you need to micromanage the sub and leave these insanely detailed instructions for every single moment of the day. Giving yourself permission to let go of control and allow for different routines in your absence will free your sub to be more effective and more authentic with kids. She or he cannot be your clone. And so when the pressure to do that is removed, the sub can bring his or her own ideas to the classroom. And they're often better than what you have planned because they're authentic to his or her unique personality and teaching style. So embrace the fact that the sub is not you. Your day is going to flow differently with someone else in charge, and help kids prepare for that fact as well. The second strategy is to adjust expectations so that kids aren't expected to behave exactly as they do when you're there. Expecting kids to act the same way with a sub is a little bit like expecting them to act the same way with grandma as they do with mom. Kids act differently with their coaches, with their friends' parents, with each individual teacher, and so on. When there's different people in charge, that means a different rapport, different attitudes, different expectations, and so on. Kids are not robots. They cannot be trained to behave the exact same way under any circumstance or any type of leadership. Also, we know the best approaches to classroom management really hinge on rapport with students and those relationships that you've built. So it makes sense that management would fall apart a little bit when you're not there, right? Relationships are not interchangeable. A sub can't just walk in your room and then within the first half hour command that same level of know, like, and trust as you have built over the course of an entire school year. Remembering this will prevent you from getting frustrated with how subs try to establish authority or with how students respond to those attempts to establish authority. It's just a difficult task for everyone involved. You can leverage the rapport that you have with your class by discussing expectations for behavior with subs and having students sign a contract. The sub can then review the contract with the class so the kids know that you and the sub are on the same page. So the day before you're out, or if you're anticipating an absence sometime in the future, talk with kids about the expectations. Have them sign an agreement with it, with you, and then they can go over that agreement with the sub the next day so everyone understands what the expectations are. You can make it a little bit easier by creating a special positive behavior management system that's only in place for subs in order to give that sub a little bit more leverage with the kids. That'll also help your sub develop better relationships by focusing on the positive instead of tracking misbehaviors all day long. See if you can suggest a plan that gives students something fun and different to work toward. So class points or team points are just really easy. The sub will keep a running tally of positive choices and good decisions that students made. And if the class gets a set number of points by the end of the class period of the day, they get a few minutes of free time. Something really, really simple like that. Another idea, if you teach elementary, is to write on the board, "We're proud of your choices today," and have kids write their accomplishments underneath. They can do it either on the board or on sticky notes. And then when you return to class, you'll see a list of things that the kids did well, such as helping out, reading silently, being kind to others, that sort of thing. And then you can start the day off on a positive note by congratulating kids on their success. I know dozens of teachers who have tried this, and they swear it is one of the most effective things they've had subs do. And it might be because kids are looking at that display all day long and it's reminding them to make good choices. Now, if you do return to class and get a bad report from the sub, my advice is to take it with a grain of salt. You weren't there. You don't know what really happened. You don't know what the sub did to escalate the situation or de-escalate the situation. And it's essentially the sub's word against the kid's word. Personally, I would refuse to take responsibility for issuing a consequence for student behavior when I wasn't present. The amount of class time and energy that I would need to spend trying to figure out the whole story and get to the bottom of what happened generally was not worth it unless the behavioral issues were really, really extreme. So my approach was generally to have a class meeting about how things went the day before, or just talk to individual students. I'd say, "I heard there was a problem yesterday. Can you tell me your side of the story?" And then I just listen and nod. I might ask a couple follow-up questions like, "What could you have done differently to prevent that from happening? What's your plan for next time when there's a problem and the sub is here?" And just sort of talk kids through some problem solving. I reiterate my expectations for how students should behave when I'm out, and sometimes I'd have them write apology letters or do some other act of restoration if there was an obvious follow-up response that was needed. But that's the end of it. I'm not going to go into this thing where I really try to track things down and issue consequences if I wasn't there. So that's one simple thing that you may want to consider for your approach too. The third strategy is to leave a slideshow, video, or audio recording for your students so they understand why you're not there and how the day is going to flow for them. We all know that deer in headlights face that kids make when they walk into the classroom and they're expecting an ordinary day, but they don't see the usual people or the usual setup. It might seem like a small thing to us, like what difference does it make if someone else teaches for a day? But let's consider for a moment the impact on the kids, because if we think about that, it can help us get to the root of the behavioral issues that they often exhibit with substitutes. Walking into class in the morning and unexpectedly seeing a sub can be a traumatic experience for some kids, especially for the ones who have really connected with you and feel maybe a sense of abandonment when you're not there. Other kids might feel insecure because they don't know what the expectations are going to be or how to be successful with this other person. Some may have had bad experiences with subs in the past, which predispose them to feeling fearful or angry or rebellious. Others are not going to see the sub as an authority figure because that person hasn't earned their trust yet. And so those kids are going to essentially create their own rules about how to behave in your absence. As a podcast listener, you already know how well audio creates a sense of intimacy. You feel much more connected to the person that you hear than if you were just reading something they'd written, right? So a really simple and easy way to set kids up for success is to leave them a personalized message via video or audio. So you might tell them why you're out, if you're comfortable with sharing that. You could outline the plan for the day so kids know what will be the same and what will be different. You could set your expectations and give them some accountability. And you can use that message to also kind of send a little word of encouragement to them. So it might sound something like this. Hey there, everyone. I'm so sorry that I'm not there with you today. My son is sick and I need to look after him, but I'm going to be back with you again tomorrow. You'll be doing your regular reading group routines, but we're going to skip the fluency partner practice. The sub knows to take you to the assembly, so don't worry, you're not going to miss it. I am counting on you to complete your project so that we can begin presentations as soon as I'm back. I also need you to be responsible for cleaning up after the lab so that all the equipment goes where it belongs. I'm going to be checking with team captains tomorrow to make sure that that was done correctly. I can't wait to see you all tomorrow. I can't wait to see how far you've gotten with your group collaboration while I was gone. Hope you have a great day of learning. I'll see you soon. So just something really quick like that. It could be a 30-second selfie video that you do on your phone. Or if you just want audio, use the built-in voice recorder app that comes on most smartphones. There's also a free tool on desktop that's called SpeakPipe. So these tools will allow you to record yourself speaking just as easily as if you were leaving a voicemail message. That's basically what it is. It's a message for your kids, just a quick voicemail to let them know important information. When you're done with it, select Save As, and then you can put the video or the audio file in a location for the sub to access it. So that might be Google Drive, might be Dropbox, might be your school's learning management system, whatever. If your sub isn't going to have access to tech in your classroom, try sharing it directly with students through your LMS or with one particular student or a colleague who has a device and can play the recording for the class. You can also drag and drop the audio or video into a PowerPoint or Google slide, which you've left for the sub to share with your class. This is a really useful idea. It's just sort of a fairly generic slideshow that outlines your daily routines. So, you know, 8 to 8:15 bell work, 8:15 to 9 reading, whatever. The sub can then display that slideshow throughout the day or throughout the class period and keep everyone on track. You could use the slideshow to give a little bit more detail and important reminders. So 2:45, prepare for dismissal, take home permission slips and bring them back signed tomorrow. A detailed slideshow will keep the entire class on the same page so that you don't have to rely on the sub continually checking that sub plan doc to know what to say and do. The slideshow will also help students feel like you're there with them and that you're overseeing the structure of the day. You should be able to create just one simple slideshow at the beginning of the year and spend maybe a couple minutes updating it for each absence. That's it. You can just insert your little audio message or your video message to them, put it right in the slideshow, and you're good to go. The fourth tip is to treat classwork done with substitutes as practice work and don't grade it. The goal in our assessment should be to focus on grading assignments that are a true and accurate measure of what students know and are able to do. If you're not there to see your students complete the work, it's impossible to know if anyone cheated, if the learning environment was chaotic and noisy, they couldn't concentrate, if maybe the sub didn't explain things very clearly, or if they got maybe too much assistance from the sub. Now, you don't have to tell students that you're not going to be grading the work that's done in your absence, but it's a good practice to train kids to understand that not every assignment is going to receive a formal grade anyway, so they should be used to that idea even before you have a sub. The work done with subs can be treated as practice work only, so you can just put a check mark or a stamp on it, send it home, or record whether it's complete or incomplete as part of a classwork grade or whatever you normally do for practice work. You can also look for self-checking assignments to give kids, or have kids use a self-assessment procedure that you've taught them previously. That way, kids can see immediately how they did, but you're not assigning grades unfairly. And of course, you're also not returning to school after an absence to find 3 hours worth of grading waiting for you. If you feel like you absolutely have to take a grade on something that was done in your absence, give yourself permission to be selective and grade as little as possible. You need to focus the majority of your energy on reintegrating back into the classroom after an absence and planning your next steps with students. If you're still recuperating from an illness or from a family emergency, the last thing you need is this pressure of 10 stacks of papers to grade. There's no reason to do that for yourself. The fifth and final tip is to create a subtub for emergencies and to have a set of lesson plans already prepared for you to use during any absence. So I think most teachers have some sort of subfolder that has class reference information, you know, the type of thing that includes info about your routines, your daily schedule, allergies, emergency procedures, that sort of thing. You can keep a physical folder that's placed in an easily accessible spot. If you use planbook.com or something like that for your lessons, you can create a tab for substitutes and write your sub instructions at home. That's kind of cool. Same thing if you are using Google Classroom, you know, you can keep it in a Google Doc and then just have it shared with the sub. It's really up to you how you want to do it. A sub folder really helps cut down on prep time for subs, but the real time saver is in creating a sub tub, a tub of emergency lesson plans with all the handouts and materials organized in advance. I recommend having around a week's worth of emergency sub plans, ready-to-use activities that can be used on any day of the year, and keeping them organized in this small plastic tub. Now, a really easy way to get activities for your emergency sub plans is to simply place any unused activities in your sub tub throughout the year. So when you run out of time for an activity or you decide not to use all of the materials you planned, don't recycle the papers or save them for next year. Put them in your sub tub. If you keep your files digitally, all the better. Move the unused ones to organized folders for a sub, and then you can easily pick the ones that you want while you're doing your sub plans from home. Keep your activity separated by subject area or class period, and then you can choose which ones you want the sub to do each day. Or the sub can simply pull out a few materials as needed for students to review your previously taught concepts. If possible, you can even use these emergency plans from your sub tub as your non-emergency lesson plans anytime you're out. When you get back from your absence, pull the completed plans from your subfolder, look things over, stamp or check off all the work that needs to go home, and that's it. The next set of sub plans is already going to be there in your sub tub. It's ready for the next time that you need to miss a day of work. Now, if you want a done-for-you system, or you just can't imagine finding the time to prepare a week's worth of emergency sub plans on top of planning your regular lessons, I have really exciting news for you. I've mentioned before in the podcast, you might have heard me talk about the fact that I have spent the last 6 months working with a team of teachers to create a bundle of emergency sub plans that are ready to use so the work is done for you. In fact, my vision was to provide you with a full year's worth of sub plans. 10 days, that's how many days most teachers are allotted as absences, right? So 10 days of ready-to-use activities that are highly engaging, rigorous, and accompanied by super clear directions so that kids can be successful without the substitute teaching them what to do. That way, you can just print everything off, have it all ready to go, and never have to write sub plans again. Imagine that. So I've been working with teams of teachers to help me create them, test them out in classrooms, put them through a peer review process so that all the work to make sure that the plans are good is already done for you, and that's one less thing you have to worry about. I started with a team for grades 3 to 5 first. Then I was working with K to 2, and we just finished middle and high school very recently. The middle and high school version covers key skills that middle and high schoolers always need extra practice on. They're not subject specific. So things like study skills, growth mindset, collaboration, research, vocabulary, that sort of thing. So if you want to check them out and see if they would be a good fit for your teaching context, you can click on the link in the show notes or go to thecornerstoneforteachers.com/subplans. So that link, thecornerstoneforteachers.com/subplans, has links for each individual grade level. And I'm discounting all of them for the first 10 days after this episode airs. So you don't have to wait for a sale on Teachers Pay Teachers to get them at a reduced price. The plans for each grade level include lots of bonus resources to help you implement the tips that I've shared here. There's that daily routine slideshow, templates already done there for you, so you can help your class stay on track throughout the day. There are step-by-step instructions for creating your subtub. There's editable forms with important class info for the sub to reference, all that kind of stuff. My hope is that having these resources will help you feel less anxious about the possibility of being absent and remove some of that burden of preparing, even if you're going to be out for a week or more. I have gotten absolutely heartbreaking emails from teachers who felt torn when a loved one was seriously ill. They wondered if they should focus their energy on making sure their students were taken care of or their families. I don't want to see any teacher have to go through an either-or choice in a time of emergency. And I think having a really solid set of go-to emergency subplans can help solve that problem. No prep materials, just print and go for your emergency subplans. Go to thecornerstoneforteachers.com/subplans. Let's go ahead and recap the 5 ways to simplify your prep for subs and ensure that the classroom runs smoothly in your absence. And then we're going to close with the takeaway truth for the week ahead. So the first strategy is adjusting routines so that the sub is not trying to run the classroom exactly like you do. The second strategy, adjust expectations so the kids aren't expected to behave exactly like they do when you're there. Third, leave a slideshow, video, or audio recording for your students so they understand why you're not there and how the day is going to flow for them. Fourth, treat classwork done with substitutes as practice work and don't grade it. And fifth and finally, create a subtub for emergencies and have a set of lesson plans already prepared for use during any absence. Your takeaway truth for the week ahead is an anonymous quote that I think sums up everything that I've shared here today. Expect nothing, be prepared for everything. It's such a relevant quote when we're talking about absences because you really have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. We hold on to these expectations, and then when the expectations don't line up with reality, it creates stress. We expect not to have to call out sick. We expect things to go smoothly with a sub, and so on. And then we get frustrated when those expectations aren't met. The best plan is to let go of the expectations. Prepare in advance so that you're not forced to scramble at the last minute, because we all know that anything can happen at any time that could cause us to miss a day of work. Focus on being prepared and lightening the workload for yourself when that eventually happens. And then when it does, release your expectations about what quote unquote should happen and how the day ought to go in your absence. Trust that everything is going to work out in the end. And trust that you will know what to do and how to respond to any situation that arrives when those moments come. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be worth it. Want more than just a weekly podcast episode from me? I'd love to also send you a weekly message of encouragement via email. I'll reach out each Sunday evening with a short message that's designed to help you feel more prepared and inspired and motivated for the week ahead. It's not a newsletter or a bunch of announcements. This goes out to over 85,000 educators. So I put just as much thought into crafting this weekly written message to my email list as I do into crafting my podcast episodes. And it's entirely unique content that you won't find anywhere else online. Just go to thecornerstoneforteachers.com/subscribe and you can sign up. That's thecornerstoneforteachers.com/subscribe.